forward to there. I was watching last night, I don't know if you saw it, Take Me Out. Broke a sort of a down market blind date. And it's so bad, you have to watch it, where the compere, I forget his name, he's a friend of Peter Kay's, isn't he? But he's sort of just screams at everybody. And all the contestants as well, the girls stand behind this. It's so depressing in a way, but it's so bad you have to keep watching it. It's unbelievable. So it's called Take Me Out. And then, of course, they all end up in this place called Fernando's, which if you, you know, the show is obviously heard in Manchester. So those of you in Manchester, have you been to Fernando's? We're becoming quite fascinated by this. You know, everybody ends up in Fernando's and it's the same shop the whole time. It seems to be one room. But is it a big nightclub there or what? For those of us who don't know, well, let us know about it, all right? 65588, if you've ever been to this place called Fernando's, it's an odd show, let's put it that way. I guess this is probably what happens in Fernando's. Chick and La Freak. 20 minutes past 7. You know what I can't understand about this program? Take Me Out. And my wife, Debbie, was saying to me last night while I was watching, and our daughter, Victoria, who loves it. And my wife was saying to me, said, "What? Who on earth would want to go on that show? Who? Because it's sort of humiliation. You know, you go down there and say you come down in that little lift thing. If you haven't seen the show, you must watch it next week because it's so awful. It's so degrading. It's so sexist. It's unbelievable. So these guys come down, you know, these nutters come down this thing, and then they parade themselves in front of these girls. And the compere says, no likey, no lighty. So all the girls are lit up. And then if they don't like the bloke they're seeing, the lights go out. So this bloke came out last night, and all the lights practically went out simultaneously. You think, God, he'll go home. He'd be so depressed. It's unbelievable. Of course, if Seb and I went down there, it would be embarrassing because the lights would just stay on and it would take ages for us to switch the lights off at the end and choose the person we wanted to go out with. But it's awful. And then you see one or two of the girls who've been on there since the series began who haven't actually gone on a date. And, of course, it's desperation time creeping in now because even if the bloke looks absolutely awful, they keep their light on. Because if they're there the whole series, all their friends, you can tell them, saying, "Oh, you're still there then. Nobody wanted to take you out." It's awful. Who would want to go on that? This is Pixie Lot and Cry Me Out. Smooth Radio.